Praise the Lord. I'm glad we got a God that we can hold on to that's able to hold us. We got an anchor that is sure. We don't have to worry about rocking the anchor by no means. But like I say, I appreciate you for being in the house of the Lord tonight. St. Mark chapter number 5. Be reading. Very familiar story tonight. That's the way I felt the Lord direct me today. Start with verse number 1. And they came over into the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains. The chains had been plucked asunder by him, the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying, cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Praise the Lord. If you will, stretch your hands toward heaven. Ask the Lord to help us tonight. God, Lord, let someone respond to the message tonight. I pray, Lord, God, touch our voice, Lord. Touch us by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. God, reach down and move, Lord, in this altar service. I pray, Lord, let someone receive that help that's needed tonight, God. I pray in your precious name, Lord, thy will be accomplished. Lord, we give you the praise, honor, and glory in Christ's name. Praise the Lord. I want to preach to us just a few minutes tonight concerning this man that was living among the tombs, that was bound by the unclean spirit, and was living a miserable life. I'd like to say right here before I go any further, well, I feel like preaching tonight. I'm not saying anyone here is bound by they're not possessed. So don't turn me off because you think I'm comparing someone to this man here. But the similarities of it, the shadows of it, I just feel like preaching where someone's living at tonight. But we're talking about a man here that is living a life by himself, living a life of loneliness, living a life where no one seems to care for him anymore. The Bible says that he was here living among the tombs and the graves. And, you know, back then they didn't go visit the graveyards. They felt like that it was unclean and just wasn't a place that they would visit. Now, we could get in the story here and we could ask the question, how did this man get in the shape he's in? How did he end up living amongst the tombs? How did he live? End up amongst the graves? Was it rebellion from his childhood? Did something come up later in years that affected him in such a way that it drove him to the point that he just put him in such mental shape and distraught that he can no longer live amongst society? But the best place was for him amongst the tombs. We could go in and ask the question, how did he get here? What happened? Did he get hurt in church somewhere? And he got bitter, Brother Jamie. And that bitterness went on and turned into hatred. And it drove him to the place that he's at right now. We don't really know what caused him to get to this place, Brother Taylor. But we know that he is here. A lot of times we try to figure out why, how did it happen, what took place. But the most important thing is they're there. They need to get out of there. I want to tell somebody tonight, I'm not worried about how you got where you're at. I'm not worried about the circumstances. I'm not worried about the story. All I'm worried about is getting you out of there and getting you back to where you need to be with God. But this to me is such a sad story. That's such a terrible picture. A man that is in a place of where he can't help himself anymore. A place where no one else can help him. A place of loneliness. A place in the darkness, in the quietness. A living amongst the dead. A never seeing anyone come by. Some come at one point. I said, we want to help you. I believe the man really wanted help, Brother Jamie. But they something had a hold of him that controlled this man. I really believe somebody in this house tonight, you really want help. You're really not happy where you're at. You really want to come out. You've got in a place. You've got in a situation that it's mighty dark. I said it's mighty dark. It's mighty lonely. And I want to tell you tonight, you ain't got to stay there. I said you don't have to stay there. But we got a God that's throwing the lifeline. Can you imagine this young man? His days as it went by, I said the loneliness. No one seemed to care for him anymore. No one really cared about him anymore. But they had basically written him off. Those that had come and tried to help him, they bound him with the fetters. They bound him with the chains. But nothing could hold him. The help that was offered was to no avail. They couldn't do nothing with him. And they left him there to die. Come on now. I said they left him to die amongst the tombs. I want to tell somebody, that devil sold you. That nobody cares about you. That nobody loves you. That nobody wants to help you. They just soon see you die. But could I tell you, that they a group of folks that loves you, that's concerned about you, and wants to help your soul. But I can just imagine this man, day after day, night after night, when that darkness would settle in and no one there to help him. The quietness of the dark, no doubt how it tormented his mind. No doubt how fear would get a hold of him and would just drive him to places. It got so bad till it said that he would cut himself with stones. Come on now. It was driving him to the point of, he's not in control anymore. But that spirit that's in him, it's a driving him. It's a controlling him. Can I tell you right here, if you don't get some help, I said if you don't get some help and come out of your dark hole, come out of your spiritual graveyard, I'm afraid there's going to come something that will control you. Something will that take a hold of your life. He said, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. My Lord, what was it? He was in a place he felt like there was no hope for me. I believe this man thought it's over with. I'm going to die amongst the tombs. I'm going to die lonely. I'm going to die in the darkness. And that unclean spirit when it would rise up in him, it would begin to cause him to cut himself. I said it would cause him to cut himself, and he would begin to cry, hey, the world done shut him out. Come on now. I said everybody else had done shut him out. They done got used to hearing the cries. They done got used to hearing him screaming. And they said there's no hope for that man. And they just turned him off. They just tuned him out. Can I tell you tonight that God's heard your cry, and he's not turned you off. I said he ain't turned you off, but he's wanting to help somebody to come out tonight. I was praying, asking God what to preach, what to preach. And I felt him deal with me about this. I said, Lord, is this the right message? And all I could hear was say, I've heard their cry. I've heard their cry. My, it's hard to convince somebody that's been way down in a hole, way down in darkness. They haven't had much fellowship in a while. It's been lonely, even though they may be around family, even though they may be around friends, even though they may come to the house of God and around others. It's something on the inside. I said it's that spiritual man on the inside that's lonely, that's distraught, but that's needing help from God. I'm telling somebody tonight, God's been a hearing your cry. You don't think nobody cares. You thought everybody wrote you off, but heaven's been a listening. I said, heaven's been a listening. Said he was cutting himself. Cry. Cry. And no one helping him. Nobody there to concern anymore. Everybody wrote him off. Come on now. But the Bible tells me there's a man named Jesus. Help me just a few minutes here. My Lord, he wasn't right there with him, but he was off doing the business of the Father. Come on now, he was out healing the lame. He was opening the deaf ears. He was causing the blind to see. And I just can't help but to think every now and then he would just stop what he was doing and he'd just sort of turn his head in a certain direction. Maybe the disciples didn't know what he was doing, but I believe he was hearing that cry. Help me just a minute. I said, I believe he was hearing that cry. And hell saying, cut yourself again. You know what hell wanted to do? Hell wanted to kill him. Hell wanted to leave him in the tombs. Hell wanted him to die there. But I believe the great God of heaven wouldn't let him do it. I said, I don't believe he let him do it. But he stopped him. I said, he stopped him. That's far enough. You ain't going any further. I believe he was saying, hold on, I'm a coming. Hold on, I'm a coming. I could hear, I could just picture Christ as he began to work his way, doing the business of the Father. And all of a sudden, he'd stop and he'd hear that cry. I believe it was a cry going out of help. Help. Nobody really don't know where I'm at. Don't nobody really know what I'm going through. Don't nobody really know why I'm where I'm at. My God, if I don't get some help. I said, if I don't get some help, I'm going to die right here. I feel like somebody's feeling like that spiritual tonight. If I don't get some help, I'm going to die spiritually. I've been a holding on. I've been a struggling. I've been a trying. I've been a crying at night. I've wet my pillow with tears. I went to bed crying. I've got up crying. But can I tell you, God's been hearing your cry. I said, God's been hearing your cry. Seemingly nobody else could help you. Seemingly nobody else could bring you out. But I'm telling you, there's a man named Jesus. I said, there's a man named Jesus that's got the power and the authority how to bring you out. And Jesus making his way that way. Come on now. Had an unclean spirit rising up in him. Cut yourself. He cut it. But I believe there'd be a hand right there that you ain't going so far. He'd want him to just go ahead and commit suicide. End it all. Brother Hope, but I believe there's a hand just reached out. I said, you ain't going that far. I said, you ain't going that far. I feel like tonight hell wants somebody to just give up, throw in the towel. Say, it ain't worth it anymore. It ain't worth fighting anymore. It ain't worth praying anymore. My God, I've been a battling for a while. I ain't had no relief in a while. But can I tell you, God laid it on my heart today. I said, he laid it on my heart today. And I tell you, he's heard your cry. I said, he's heard your cry. And he's made his way to the highway of holiness. I said, he's made his way up to the highway of holiness. And he's up to you. I said, it's up to you. Oh, whether you stay there or whether you say, I'm ready. I'm ready to come out. I can see Christ as he'd hear that cry. I think he'd say, I'm on my way. And he finally told him, Brother Taylor, let's go to the other side. And I can just see him as they pulled up to dock. Them disciples may have looked around and said, why aren't we docking here? This is a graveyard. We don't go to the graveyard. It's unclean. We need to dock on around. Come on now. But Jesus said, I've been a hearing a cry. I said, I've been a hearing a cry. My God, the grave represents death. But there's somebody been a crying out. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. But I want to live. I believe that man was saying, I want to go home. My God, I got here, but I really want to go home. I don't want to live like this, but I'd like to go back home. I believe Jesus showed up on that shore. I said, I come to deliver you. My God, don't you feel the Lord just die? I said, he wants to help somebody. I come out of your spiritual graveyard and have victory again. I could see him when it docked and Christ stepped out. I'm here. My God, I'm here. And all of a sudden that man comes running, falls at his feet. Them unclean spirits, those things that had him bound, them things that controlled him, they bowed at the foot of Jesus. I said they bowed at the foot of Christ. My God, what was it? They knew a stronger power had done showed up. They knew a higher power had just stepped on the shore. What was it? They knew they just lost that battle. I said they knew they just lost that battle. My God, I feel God wants to get you out of where you at now. He wants to put light back in your life. It's been dark for a while, but he's going to shine the light in your life. I believe this man really wanted out. He was tired of where he was at. He was tired of living in that condition. He was ready for some joy. My God, he was ready to go home. I believe there's somebody here tonight. You're tired of where you're at. You're really tired. You've been a crying. And you've been a crying. And you've been a wondering, am I ever going to get help? Am I ever going to come out of here? My, I feel the Lord. I said, I feel the Lord has stepped on somebody's shore. I said, all you got to do is come on unto me. My God, come to me. I've got power to bring you out. Man cannot help you. A man may not be able to get you out of what you're in. But I'm telling you what, we serving a God tonight that's able to bring you out of whatever you're in, or whatever the circumstance, whatever the trouble. My God, if you'll run to him tonight, he'll deliver your soul. I said he'll deliver your soul. I believe that man said, I'm tired of this miserable place. I'm tired of the darkness. I'm tired of the loneliness. I believe you really are too. I said, I really believe you are too. Preacher, you don't know what's got me here. I'm not worried about that. I said, I'm not worried about that. But I just don't want to leave you where you at. I said, I just don't want to leave you where you at. My God, but I want to get you up there to Jesus. I said, I want to get you to Jesus tonight. My God, just like we wanted that backslider to get back home last night. I ain't saying you backslid. I ain't saying you compromised. But I'm saying you in a dark hole. I said you in a dark hole. Ain't no light shining in a while. But I feel the light of heaven. It's a shining tonight. I said it's shining tonight to lead somebody out of their hole. Stand with me all over the house. Always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying, cutting himself with stones. I don't believe you've been cutting yourself with stones. But I believe you've been a crying. When no one else is around. I just feel that mental pressure. I said, I just feel that mental pressure that has drove someone. I said, it's drove you in the dark hole. Aren't you tired of it tonight? I said, aren't you tired of it tonight? He said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. I believe God would like to give somebody their sound mind back tonight. I believe God would like to give somebody their joy back. My God, you've been in that hole so long you ain't fed him in a while. I said you ain't fed him in a while. But my God, I believe the Lord wants to restore that joy. I said, I believe he wants to restore your joy in your mind tonight and give you something to wake up in the morning. I said, give you a reason to wake up in the morning and face it head on. My God, you won't have to take tug head when you get victory tonight, but you can stand in the victory and the power of God. The question is, will you come out? The light is shone. Christ has stepped on the shore. And he's saying, come. Come. I love you. I care about you. I'm concerned about you. But you come. But you come. I really don't believe you want to leave like you came. I really don't believe you want to go home. And when you lay your head at night, roll and tumble and toss and turn with that thing a plague in your mind. I said that thing a plague in your mind. That thing of tormenting you. That thing of driving you. When you feel like you're about to get victory. My God, it drives you right back down. But can I tell you tonight, I believe you can get complete victory right here in these altars tonight. I said, I believe you can get complete victory in these altars tonight. If you'll say, Lord, you've been a crying unto you. I didn't think nobody been a hearing. But my God, you showed up. I said, you showed up. And I showed up. I want to go home with the load I'm under and the hole I'm in. But by the grace of God, I'm a coming out. I said, I'm coming out. I'm a going back. But I get restored. Would you pray? Sakes of God, would you hear me just a minute? God, I burn them all. God hadn't forgot about you. I said, God hadn't forgot about you. Though hell says he has. Hell says if he loved you, you wouldn't be where you're at. You wouldn't be facing what you're facing. But God said, I love you tonight.
Thank you for your love, Jesus.
When everybody done tuned him out, when everybody done threw in the towel on him, there was one man that still cared. I said, there was one man that still cared. And you know what? He didn't leave him over there to die. But he went over there. And he delivered him out of it. My God, I said he delivered him out of it. Would you pray tonight? Would you pray? Would you pray? I believe if you'd be honest, you should preach, it's dark. It's dark where I'm at. It's miserable where I'm at. It don't have to be. I said it don't have to be. Would you pray tonight? This altar's open. Would you pray? Lord, I fought this thing long enough. I've been in this battle long enough. I'm ready for relief. I said, I'm ready for relief. Would you pray tonight? Would you pray, everyone that will? Everyone that will, come and pray with us. You don't have to leave in that dark hole tonight. You don't have to leave that way tonight. But you can get the victory tonight.
So when you don't seem to understand the Master or His way, just be still. Can't you hear Him say, you are not alone? Can't you see I love you? This might hurt a while, but child and know you are not alone.
Thank you.